Thanks so much, John.
John Thompson, great to have him on the program. Top eight after the 7 o'clock news. We'll also speak with Peter Stanley. Big day for him at Bathurst.
First choice in forklifts.
Morning, I'm Gemma Barth. Police are trying to work out what sparked a brawl in Sydney's northwest, which saw a man stabbed to death. Paramedics were unable to save the 26-year-old in Freeman's Reach last night. Senior Constable Lauren Mars says they're hoping two teenagers will be able to give them some more information.
Two men, aged 19, were arrested nearby and they're still assisting police with inquiries. It's believed that other people were present during the confrontation but left prior to emergency services arriving.
Police are also investigating a separate stabbing in Cessnock. One man has died and another is in hospital with several knife wounds. More than 100 people have been caught with drugs at three separate festivals in Sydney. Police and the dog unit were out in force at the Future Music, Secret Garden and Soundwave events. Three people have been taken from the Randwick Festival for suspected overdoses. One is in a serious condition. State Labor wants to ease the financial burden on cancer patients by dropping chemotherapy fees introduced by the Coalition. Opposition leader Luke Foley is expected to make the election pledge today at their campaign launch in Campbelltown. At the moment, initial treatment costs some patients $180 and even more if different drugs are used as treatment changes. Australia faces a debt bomb so huge it will represent half the nation's entire economy within two decades. The Telegraph reports Treasurer Joe Hockey's intergenerational report has delivered a stunning warning to politicians should they refuse to act. Public school principals are being given the tools to crack down on family holidays during term time. Wilson Smith reports.
Studies have shown too much leave from school leads to decreased academic performance. To combat this, the state's education department is implementing a new attendance policy, which will mean students will only be able to miss class if they're competing in elite sports, arts or in the entertainment industry. Family trips during term will now be counted as an unjustified absence unless a travel itinerary, copies of plane tickets and a justification are submitted to the principal. Wilson Smith, Macquarie National News.
Also making news, the New South Wales Police Force is celebrating 100 years since women joined the ranks, and a series of attacks targeting public places and Shiite militia checkpoints in Iraq's capital have killed 37 people. Now to sport with Danielle Poxon.
Gemma Terry-Antonis has scored a dramatic winner to hand Sydney FC a 4-3 victory over the Wanderers. The midfielder found the net in the 75th minute after Western Sydney clawed back from three goals down. Sky Blues marquee striker Mark Yanko bagged a double. He's told Fox Sports it wasn't their best display.
Can't be happier, to be honest. I mean, we are unbeaten this season with Western Sydney. It's a big rivalry, as you know, and so it was very important for us to get the 3 points.
Central Coast and Newcastle drew nil all at Hunter Stadium. Perth drew 2-2 with Brisbane. Wins in the EPL to Manchester United, Crystal Palace and West Brom. Australia is heading back to the drawing board after a 1-wicket Cricket World Cup loss to New Zealand. The Black Caps overcame Mitchell Stark's career best of 6-28 in front of a home crowd in Auckland. Stark has told Fox not playing for a week has cost the Aussies.
It's just one of those days. I think, it's been a long time between games, but New Zealand bowled really well. Take no credit away from them. Look, they've been on fire with the ball and with the bat.
England meets Sri Lanka in Wellington today. Pakistan battles Zimbabwe at the Wacker. Western Australia has edged out New South Wales by 7 wickets in their Sheffield Shield clash. The Breakers will meet Perth or Cairns in the NBL final after an 11-point win over Adelaide. Lucy Safarova has downed Victoria Azarenka in straight sets to claim the Qatar Open title. And Holden's Fabian Coulthard has taken out race two of the V8 season opener Clipsal 500. That's sport. I'm Danielle Pogson.
This is Macquarie National News. It's 7:04.
Sky Sports Radio Sydney weather.
Developing and windy today with a possible afternoon thunderstorm. Tops of 32 degrees on the coast, 38 in the west. Possible morning shower tomorrow. A shower or two developing on Tuesday. A possible shower on Wednesday and Thursday. Partly cloudy on Friday. Mostly sunny on Saturday. Right now in town it's 22 degrees. That's 3 above average. Humidity's at 89% with northerly winds at 9 kilometres an hour. It's 19 degrees at Bankstown, Gosford, Penrith and Katoomba. 18 at Richmond, 17 at Campbelltown.
Are you looking to buy or sell a thoroughbred? Maybe a broodmare, tried racehorse or even a yearling? Look no further than bloodstockauction.com, Australia's first 100% online auction. Horses go under the hammer from 7 p.m, the first and third Tuesday of every month. Catalogue available 5 days prior. Trading horses has never been easier.
Log on and become a member today. Access to Bloodstock worldwide. Bloodstockauction.com, delivering a sales ring to you.
Group 1 Racing returns to Royal Randwick this Saturday, featuring the Girvan Wall Randwick Guineas. It's one of the key races of the Sydney Autumn Carnival and a major event for top quality young gallopers striving to become stars of the turf. The Racing Smorgasbord also features the Group 1 Canterbury Stakes, along with the Group 2 Highland Race Colours Challenge Stakes and the Riesling and Todman Stakes. Buy now and save 25% off general admission tickets at theraces.com.au.
Black Caviar, 15 Group 1s. She is out of this world.
There it is! Adam Scott, a life changer.
Coughed it up. Malcheski, snap, and there's your grand final. There's your grand final.
Welcome to the weekend's biggest and best serve of sport and racing. On Sky Sports Radio, it's time for the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Let's get into it. Here's Ray Thomas and Jimmy Smith.
Big hour coming up between 7 and 8. We're going to have a chat with Peter Stanley, who's got a runner today out there at Bathurst in his country championships. It's so exciting. We were speaking to Malcolm Johnson about it a little bit earlier. We'll have a chat with Peter Snowden as well. Andy Pascalidis from the world of football. Zorba is back. We'll have his zapper. He might give us a zapper too. He'll have some thoughts on that. He'll have some strong thoughts on what's happening in the world of rugby league. And we'll also have the BSB quiz, which has gone off without a hitch, I believe, over the last 5 weeks.
It's been a topic of quite...
Well, yeah. Our producer, Jeremy, the first thing he said when I walked in this morning was, the quiz has been perfect. I thought, all right, the pressure on. And Anthony Gaffer from Bloodstock Auction, will have a chat to him as well. We're taking your calls, 1353 53 on the open line. You can get us on the SMS as well, 0419 SMSBSB. That's 0419 767 272. And, of course, get us on the tweets. Hamish, our panel operator, is tweeting feverishly at Big Sports WEND, at Big Sports WEND.
Jimmy, speaking of perfect, how good are Tanya's choc chip biscuits? She made them because you were back today. Do you believe that?
I do believe that because she kept them hidden for the first hour, which is good because otherwise there'd be nothing left for the next.
Problem is there's so more if she can't get them on air.
Well, hang on. No, you know what she's done. Mm-hmm. She's put a limit on us today.
I know, too. Yeah.
She said
I need
two
to put
only.
On weight, Jim.
Anyway.
Right, your top eight.
Top eight. We need to release our top eights. We'll take your thoughts on this, whether you agree, disagree. No doubt people will disagree. But here we go. In particular order.
Okay. 1 to 8.
1 to 8.
Okay.
Roosters. Minor premiers. Again. Rabbitohs. Cowboys finish in the top four. Now, that's significant for the Cowboys. And Penrith to round out the top four. Penrith and the Bulldogs, tight one there, so I'll go the Bulldogs at 5. The Sea Eagles at 6. The Broncos at 7. And my Smokey for the 8. The West Tigers in there at number 8. So the significant ones missing out. The Storm missing out. The Warriors miss out. The Knights, the Dragons, the Eels, the Sharks, the Raiders, and my Wooden Spooners.
Pretty obvious.
Yeah. The Gold Coast Titans.
Premiers?
The Roosters. And I know that's too obvious to say. Everyone's just going to say, oh, you support the Roosters, but maybe it is because I'm too close, but their preparation, physical and otherwise, has been so much better this year compared to last year. And I know Sonny B. Williams not there, but Blake Ferguson is there, and Blake will shock the rugby league world this year if he stays injury-free, just how well he plays.
Well, I swear I didn't copy your selections, but slightly different order.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you got the same eight?
Almost.
Right.
Minor premiers, South Sydney. Roosters. Penrith, North Queensland, top four.
Well, there you go. Exactly the same.
Dogs on the fringe.
Yep.
Broncos.
Right.
I've still got Melbourne in there. And Manly to round out the eight.
Okay.
Wooden Spooners, sadly Gold Coast.
Yep.
Premiers. The Panthers.
Mate, you support them. That's as ridiculous as me saying the Roosters.
It was so obvious to go South or the Roosters because everyone will.
Right.
And I thought, well, you know what? I love the Panthers. They had a great season last season.
Yeah.
They got to one win out of the grand final with a lot of their stars on the sideline. those young kids who came through last year will stand that club in good stead this year with all the stars back on deck. I think there is Smokey's chance to, you know, obviously South and the Roosters are two teams to beat, but I think Penrith are a real chance to go all the way.
Well, I think the thing with South is that no Burgess, no Teo, and you thought, and you know, Glenn Stewart is a very, very good player, but it's just a difference. It's not the power game that the Rabbitohs were so good at.
It's so hard to go back-to-back in the modern era. It's so difficult.
But the issue is this. You know, you look at the start of the year of Adam Reynolds and Luke Keary, and you think, well, they've improved. Mm. You know, they're premiership winners last year, but they've improved again. So that's going to make them even stronger. And, of course, GI at the back stays fit, then you've got a superstar at your disposal.
All I think of, it's so difficult to go back-to-back. I think of the St George team in 2010. Started off very similar to 2011. Won the World Club Challenge. Start off the season in great style. Look, they're going to go all the way, but it's just difficult to do it, Jimmy. It's very difficult to go back-to-back.
History says that, absolutely. Dally M medalist, I know I put you on the spot. Dally M medalist?
Look, I think he's a terrific player, Dally Cherry Evans. If he can concentrate, which he tends, he can sort of compartmentalise these things and go out and play. He can carry Manly. He and Foran are, I think, the best halves combination in the game. That's why I've got Manly in the top eight, because I think they're a little bit down on personnel, but I think with those two guys, if they stay fit, and Dally Cherry Evans, I think, can go have a terrific season and perhaps win the Dally M.
Well, it's funny, we were just talking to John O'Shea, but Jonathan Thurston has had a pre-season. Now, this is the first time for a long time. He's had a pre-season. He didn't play in that Four Nations tournament, and as a result of that, you would think that he'll be firing for the start of the season. He's a $9 favourite for the Dally M. Your man Dally Cherry Evans is third in the line of betting, equal with Sean Johnson at $13.
So is Jonathan Thurston your tip?
No. Okay. Mitchell Pearce at $21.
Roosters again, Jimmy.
Yeah, I know. The way he finished last year
was
exceptional.
Setting yourself up here.
He's been named as co-captain of the side. The maturity that's been apparent in Mitchell Pearce since that incident in the nightclub is so significant.
Well, he and Jake Friend are different players now, aren't they? Both superstars now.
I'm not sure that Jake Friend's a superstar, but he's so important around your club. The work ethic that he shows there, and that's exactly why he was named co-captain of the club. 1353-53 is the open line number. Give us a call. Do you agree? Do you disagree? I've got a feeling our next caller is going to disagree with me on my Dally M medalist. G'day, Adrian.
Yeah, g'day. I want to talk about cricket and rugby league. I'm willing to have a bet with you that Mitchell Pearce doesn't win the Dally M.
Good on you, Adrian.
You want to take me on?
Oh, are you offering an alternative?
Well, you're the one who made the statement.
Yeah, but I'm saying what is he in the market? He's $21 in the market, so you're going to offer me, you need to offer me a similar odds. Why would I take that bet as Mitchell Pearce won't win the Dally M when he's at $21? Come on,
who's your
incentivize
tip, Adrian?
You've got a faith. You know, just a couple of comments, and I will get back to that rugby league comment. On the cricket, I'd definitely bring George Bailey in. The reason I bring George Bailey in, and probably for Watson, is because you're bringing in stability and you're taking out arrogance. And I reckon a large part of the reason the show got beat yesterday is arrogance, mate.
Yeah, I think it's more about form. Shane Watson's been struggling for form. No doubt George Bailey brings that. I like him in the middle order because he's got that stability. You're right, Adrian. Shane Watson.
David Warner, he batted really, I thought he was quite poor yesterday. So in some of the runs he got, but don't get me wrong, he's a quality player. He can go off. But if what Australia cricket team needs to do to get out of there, the game is being arrogant, and that's the thing.
So, Adrian, if you kept people out of the Australian cricket side for arrogance, Stuart Clarke would never have played a test.
Yeah, sure. Obviously, Australia is still well among the favourites to win the tournament, definitely. But you look at AB de Villiers. I just love, a stunning innings, and he's just so humble, and that, I reckon that plays a big role in terms.
He's a player, though, right at the top of his game. You see, cricketers have their peaks and troughs like any sport and any walk of life, and at the moment he's at the right at the top of his game, and he's the best batsman in any form of the game right
just
now.
On rugby league, you mentioned about those odds for the Cowboys game, Jimmy.
Yeah.
The reason I'll still take the Cowboys is because Jonathan Thurston and the Roosters halves have met, I think, in State of Origin and club games about 18 times, and the score's 18-0, mate. Despite the fact that Pearce and Maloney got better players around them, it's 18-0 to Thurston.
Right.
And I agree with you. I won't be shocked by Blake Ferguson at all.
All right.
But that's why I take the Cowboys, mate. Thurston, look, Mitchell Pearce is in excellent form, but to me, as I said to you before, if Adam Reynolds is at the top of his game, mate, he's a superior player to me for New South Wales than Mitchell Pearce. Mitchell Pearce has limitations on what he can do.
Don't we all, Adrian? Don't we all? Thank you very much for your call this morning. Look forward to taking it throughout the course of this rugby league season.
With all the goss on your sport and your team, you're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend on Sky Sports Radio.
Jimmy, we've mentioned a few times the country championships start today at Bathurst. $100,000 heat over 1,400 metres. This is the 1-2 finish here, and you get a place in the final at Royal Randwick in April. And one of the favourites for the race is King Dorota, trained by Peter Stan, who's been good enough to join us bright and early this morning up there at Bathurst. Pete, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Yeah, terrific. And more importantly, how's the vibe around Bathurst for the country championships today?
Good. It's a nice sunny day. Beautiful day, mate.
Yeah, and it seems to be creating a lot of momentum, doesn't it? Pete, I was talking to you late last week, and the vibe around Bathurst and around other country areas with this new series is really, really catching on.
Yeah, it's good for the country area, the racing. It's good for the country, mate. You need the country, the backbone of it, mate.
Hey, Pete, you better tell us the story about King Dorota. From what I understand, $400 purchase.
Mm.
That's correct, yep.
Where'd you find him?
Well, Melissa was looking on the internet watching them, William Enders sales, and I was watching the Melbourne races on the telly, on Sky Channel, and we bid it on a couple of horses early. They went a bit too rich, and she looked over, she said, "Here's one here," and I had a look, bent over the back of the lands, had a look at this little dark shadow going there. So we put a bid on him, they knocked him down for $400 to us.
And how good has he been, Pete? 5 wins, 13 starts, 6 placings, and he goes into today's race as a live chance.
Yeah, look, he's been an honest little horse. He's a tough little bugger. He puts in when he needed to. He gets to the line. He finds the line. He's just a tough little bugger, you know. Mm. He's a great little horse for us.
Mm.
Yeah, he's been a good little horse for us.
Hey, Pete, what's the track up there now? A couple of days ago, it was a little bit heavy, from what I understand. Has it been able to dry out the last couple of days? And what sort of track does King Dorota like?
Well, he doesn't mind any sort of surfaces. So
okay.
It's a good pour today.
Mm. Good pour.
They rated it a good pour.
Does that suit both your horses, Pete? You also have Hollywood now in the country championship qualifier as well.
Yes, I would have liked to see it a little bit more wetter, but for her, but look, she's a knockout champion as well. Mm.
But Pete, you've been around racing probably 40 years now. You rode for nearly 30 years, won over 1,000 races around the bush.
Wow.
I think you actually started your apprenticeship with Theo Green. Is that right, Pete? Or
No, that was
pre-Arstan. Okay, yeah. All right, so you've seen so much racing over the years. Have a race like today, what does that mean to you if you could win it?
That made the small dreams come true, mate. If that happens, I've got 2 runners in it, and I don't care which one wins it. I've got good connection with her and the other little mare. She's a great little filly. She's done everything we've asked her to do. She's had a good campaign this time up, and I've set them both for this race.
Yeah, it says it all, doesn't it?
Hey, Pete, did we hear a little bit earlier, I think, that Michael Travers had a fall yesterday at Tumut? Now, he's due to ride?
No, he's not going to ride these.
Okay.
I've had to replace him with John Kissick.
John Kissick.
King Dorota.
Did you get a chance to talk to Michael at all? Pete, is he okay?
I was speaking to him last night. Unfortunately, the poor little bugger, he's waited.
Yeah.
The build-up to this race, I feel so sorry for him. He was really expecting to come here and ride these horses for me. And look, I do feel so sorry for him. He's a great little jockey. He's a good jockey.
Mm.
He does his homework.
Mm.
Good rider. But unfortunately, I've had to replace him. He rang me last night and said he wasn't going to ride. The doctors wouldn't let him ride.
Right.
Bad luck,
And I replaced him with John Kissick on 2 of them and Huey Bowman on the other one.
Right. Well, not a bad couple of replacements. Yeah. Well, Peter, I hope you've got a really tough decision to make on April 4 about whether you put Michael back on board or keep John there on King DeRoda. Good luck today up at Bathurst. It's going to be a huge day for the town from a racing point of view and overall as well. And we'll be watching with interest to see how King DeRoda and Hollywood Nell perform.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Pete.
Peter okay. Stanley there. Up there in Bathurst, and as we've mentioned, the country championship start in earnest. First day of autumn, and they get a chance to be a part of the autumn carnival, and they might get the chance to come down here for Easter Saturday on April 4, and they'll be running for $300,000 on that day, Ray.
What do you say, Jimmy? Four decades in the game, and if you can win today, dreams come true.
The little dreams come true.
It says it all.
It's not a bad one. 1353 53 is the open line number. We'll come back with more after the break.
Hi, it's Mark Duclos. Every Monday morning, join me as we review the latest in greyhound racing on Going Greyhounds. There's greyhound racing news, fabulous flashbacks, breeding updates, valuable vets' advice, and even some future winners from Australia's leading trainers. That's every Monday morning at 10:30, Going Greyhounds on Sky Sports Radio.
Here's a thought for anyone renovating or building a new home.
Take a closer look at your design.
Visually, what do you think is the single most important purchase you'll make when building or renovating your home?
Windows and doors, of course.
You look through them every day. Make sure you don't look past them. They bring in light, airflow, and can assist with heating and cooling your home. Pretty important, I'd say. Wideline Windows and Doors have been manufacturing aluminium and timber windows and doors for over 40 years.
Make sure you take a closer look.
Showrooms in Parramatta, Tuggerah, and the brand new showroom in Broadmeadow Road, Broadmeadow.
The 2015 Country Championship action is calling, and Sky is giving you the opportunity to judge the race call that you like best. Simply tune in to the New South Wales Country Championship Series throughout March and cast your vote on the Sky Racing Facebook page. The winner will receive a $5,000 tab voucher to be placed on the Country Championship Final April 4 at Randwick. Find out more at skyracing.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Stata has them, and they're racing.
With TAB Rewards, you can experience VIP treatment at the 2015 Golden Slipper. You and a friend will be flown to Rosehill Gardens in a helicopter, enjoying spectacular views. Spend the day in the TAB Rewards Lounge and travel home in luxury. Simply visit tabrewards.com.au to enter the draw. There's no better way to experience this year's Golden Slipper. New South Wales Permit LTPS-15-00799. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly.
Are you looking to buy or sell a thoroughbred like Pete Stanley? You do well. Maybe a brood mare, tried racehorse, or even a yearling. Look no further than bloodstockauction.com, Australia's first 100% online auction. Horses go under the hammer from 7 p.m. the first and third Tuesday of every month. Now, the catalogue is available 5 days prior. So get in there 5 days beforehand, have a look at the horses, see what you like, do your research, and then you can get in there and start bidding. Trading horses has never been easier. No more unnecessary transport of valuable assets. With regular sales, there's no more waiting. It's a great idea. It's a real Web 2.0 concept, and they've executed it beautifully at bloodstockauction.com. Log on and become a member today. Access to Bloodstock across Australia and internationally. Bloodstockauction.com, delivering the sales ring to you.
Sundays just don't feel right without a dose of the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend on Sky Sports Radio.
Well, Jimmy, our top eight predictions have prompted an avalanche of SMSs. Most of them critical.
Oh,
Parramatta. Parramatta's teed off with a driver from the first tee. Great to hear both of you have forgotten Parramatta in your eight.
Mm.
Egg on your faces with servings of humble pie in September when the Eels prove you wrong. They're a good side, the Eels. Will Hopewadi, I think, going to have a terrific season, and I'm looking forward to seeing him play because I think at fullback he'll be outstanding. Jimmy?
Hang on a minute. You heard a bloke named Jared Hayne? He won't be playing for the Eels this year, just to confirm that.
Everyone knows that, Jimmy.
Yeah.
They've got to move on. Will
Hopewadi, I know that.
But... Will Hopewadi at fullback. He's not Jared Hayne, but he's a star.
I think he's a very good player too, but it's not Jared Hayne.
Yeah, but you've got to move on from that. Craig from Tamworth.
I don't have to. Well, Parramatta do.
Yeah, but...
Hang on.
Parramatta has.
I don't
Parramatta
have to.
Parramatta has.
Yeah, Parramatta has. Yeah. But Parramatta, the rugby league side, they've got to find out a way to score points and win games without Jared Hayne.
Will Hopewadi, we have a great season. Craig from Tamworth, he's also teed off for the driver, Jimmy. The Roosters will be stoked with their employee, Jimmy, pumping up their star player.
Yep.
bit sickening, to be truthful, listening to the latte sipping bias.
Craig, just to confirm, I don't sip lattes. I don't drink them at all. But I know it is a bit rich when you're employed by the Roosters and you pump up the tyres of the players, and I'm probably a little bit close to it. But I know from last year, to think about last year, the physical preparation that they had was so bad compared to what it's been this year. Mm-hmm. And they were minor premiers.
And Jimmy, you're in.
I know Sonny Bill Williams is gone.
Yeah, well, same thing as Jared Hayne. You've got to move on from it. But, Jimmy, it's just your opinion. You're entitled to it, as is Parramatta and Craig from Tamworth.
Oh, Craig from Tamworth, not so much. Anyway, he's really bagging. But anyway, 1353-53 to the open line number. Let's go to Captain Tiger. G'day, CT.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Just a few couple of things, Jimmy and Ray. First of all, I watched the highlights last night of that AB de Villiers innings.
How long do highlights take?
Oh, I've never seen anything. That was just
unbelievable. Extraordinary, yeah.
Freakish. Now, second of all, I just want to give a big cheerio to all us boys heading down to Sunday Sippers this morning to play our lawn bowls, our social pub. Mm-hmm.
Where's that at? Going
at Grandview's Bowling Club at Peakhurst.
Okay.
Magana.
Yeah.
They've been going for almost 30 years. Every Sunday morning we go down for a couple of refreshments and a game of bowls and come inside and have a raffle and some lunch, and it's always a great day.
I was going to say, sounds like a great day out, that one.
Well, maybe you can come and do an outside broadcast to celebrate our 30th anniversary.
Love our OBs, Captain Tiger.
When is it, CT?
Oh, well, I'll get some information. I'll give them on to you boys later in the year, like not probably another 6 months away.
That's
but,
all right.
I reckon you'd be more than welcome because everyone listens to you.
There's going to have to be some folding involved. Ray and I'd come free of charge, but the radio station insists on some folding, so maybe we can work out something with the club.
Yeah, Captain Tiger, yeah, we go where we're told, yeah.
We can sort something out anyway.
Right, eh?
Last of all, with regards to you, you've been away, Jimmy, and they said that the quiz has been running perfect.
Yes.
Well, I'll give you the tip. It's running perfect until last week when I won it, and I still haven't received my prize.
Oh, hang on.
Hey, yeah. CT, that's a week. I mean, if you haven't received it in a year, come and get in contact with us.
No, we'll get on to that for you.
You keep the prize and you come do the outside broadcast.
I tell you what, we'll bring the prize when we come and do the outside broadcast.
We'll get both done for you, Captain Tiger. How about that?
As long as you have a game of bowls afterwards, anyway.
We'll be in that. Good on you. Appreciate the call, Captain Tiger. And good luck to the Sunday Sippers. Down there, starting Peakers, their Sunday in a good way down there at Peakers. 1353-53, the open line number. We're going to George. Are we, Hamish? Yeah. G'day, George.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Good morning, George.
You're right, but top eight, mate.
Yeah?
I got Hughes on top. I'm not a Rooster supporter. Mm-hmm. Would be my second team if I did.
Yeah.
I'm a Bronco fan, right?
Okay.
I haven't rang you guys for about 3 years.
Oh, good on you, George. Good for ringing in.
So you're back in the game, yep. George, with Wayne Bennett back there.
Yeah. Sydney, South, Penrith, Manly.
Top four, yep.
Yeah, Manly, yep. Okay.
The Broncos, Storm, Canterbury, and the Ruffies at the Tigers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's two other things, topics I want to talk about. Everyone's got to give credit to the Kiwis. Good win.
We won
well.
Yep, they did. Mm-hmm.
And, Ray, I saw a shocking race yesterday, and if anyone doesn't get caught, called over the knuckles for that race and the blue diamond, I'll be surprised.
Yeah, when
someone could have been killed in that race.
Yeah, when Pride of Dubai got almost knocked over the top of the straight. Yeah, no,
going to the stock pass.
Yeah, it was amazing, George, that not only did Damien Brown stay in the saddle, but he regained balance, and so did the horse, and they still won. It was just an extraordinary effort.
And we are trying to speak to Pete Snowden. We'll try and track him down before 9 o'clock so we can have a chat to him about Pride of Dubai. But Andy Pascalidi's up next.
On Sky Sports Radio, your weekend is packed with sporting news from around the country and around the world. This is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Well, it never fails to deliver, does it? We had the derby last night. The Wanderers are running last. The Sydney FC's been on a massive roll scoring goals. I think they had a month scoring record in the A-League, the way they've been going. And then, wow, what about that performance last night? 4-3, they get home late after leading 3-0. I reckon Andy Pascalidis was out there and the joint would have been jumping. G'day, Andy.
G'day, guys. Yeah, I've got to say it's probably the most dramatic derby of my life. It had everything. I mean, to see them on their knees, the Wanderers, down 3-0 after 24 minutes. Yanko, the player that Graham Arnold signed that people were questioning early on in the campaign. Well, he's the top scorer.
He can't stop scoring goals, isn't he?
Yeah, that's 8 goals for him now in 5 games. He got a brace in that 24-minute period. Then La Rocca just gets the lifeline happening. And Kieran Bullitt, who was a star player with Sydney FC's youth team before going overseas and returning home, 2 cracking goals, and it's game on. And, you know, you're looking at the bench and you're thinking, oh, no, they've got Grant, they've got Smeltz, they've got Antonis again on the bench. I don't understand that, but he comes on and scores the winner. A red card, typical of a derby. Tavares goes, 7 minutes to go. Pressure mounting from the Wanderers, but no way through. So for a team without Cole, Santelab, Sporanovic and Polyak, and to have played in Japan in midweek and to have come back home on Friday, they've done extremely well. But again, Andy, they come up empty.
The guy I love watching is Nikita Rukavista. His speed is just, it sets him apart. The cross was exceptional. Why doesn't he, I know he was in this, I think he was in the squad for the Asian Cup. Why doesn't he play more for the Socceroos?
It's a good question, because he was one of the next things, in a sense. One of those players that everyone talked about with a golden generation sort of falling away. And I don't know, just consistency of performance, I think, is the key for him. And, you know, you talk about players that have come and gone, and one bloke today steps up to the plate. Would have been delighted, I think, Melbourne Victory, with all due respect, with those horrible conditions in Queensland last week, Cyclone Marcia. Well, Archie Thompson gets to play his 200th game for Melbourne Victory today against a Wellington side that they've beaten 9 times in the last 10 starts. Amazing round. Melbourne City, I don't know if you saw the highlights. Josh Kennedy scores his first start. Best performance from City. First win in 4 rounds. And the derby yesterday in Newcastle, you know, the Jets unlucky again. Goal line technology, I don't know. I mean, we keep talking about those controversial decisions. And Perth Glory got out of jail. They're still first. And they've been crap for about 5 or 6 weeks.
Winless in 6 rounds now, Andy, I think. Yeah, so. Andy, what about the English Premier League overnight? I know Jimmy's happy because Man U had a strong win and Wayne Rooney had a brace.
Rooney. And look, I've got to say, I've seen the highlights today. I watched West Ham crash at home. But look, Man United got the job done and Rooney got both goals. And without Van Persie, the wrong player was sent off, though. Wes Brown, the ex-Man United defender, was sent off when it was John O'Shea who pulled back Radamel Falcao. I don't know how the referee got it wrong. But well done, Man United. More importantly for them, guys, they're 10 points behind Chelsea. Yeah. Chelsea don't play tonight in the Premiership. They've got a little assignment at Wembley, the League Cup final against Tottenham, another cracking derby to come for a showcase game. But it was a fairly predictable outcome for the teams last night. Newcastle, Stoke and West Brom all winning 1-0 at home. And Burnley crashed at home to Swansea 1-0. And Mile Jedinak was back, guys, and he looked good.
Crystal Palace.
And his team got up 3-1 at West Ham.
Hey, can I ask you, what time is that game, Liverpool v Man City, that's on tonight?
That should be, from memory, midday kickoff there, so nice and easy time for us tonight.
Well, those numbers, check the numbers on that for Fox Sports. They'll get huge numbers. They get huge numbers for those games that are in big sides in good time slots.
And don't forget the League Cup final tonight too, Andy.
That's right. That comes up, I think, around 3 a.m. And mind you, Arsenal play Everton on the back of Liverpool Man City. So it's, again, a feast of football. It doesn't stop, does it?
Hey, you got a tip for us, Liverpool Man City and Arsenal Everton?
I'm gonna go for Liverpool against Man City. I know their form is not the best. They've won once in the last 7 meetings, but at home. This is the record at home in all Premiership matches. Liverpool 11 wins, 5 draws, 1 loss.
Okay. Arsenal Everton?
I think Arsenal will be too strong, and they'll overcome the midweek disappointment of the Champions League, as Everton also had to play midweek in the Europa.
And Andy, just quickly, what's Sepp Blatter up to re the Qatar World Cup in 2022?
It lends itself to a new segment. Sepp Blatter watch it Sunday morning.
It does.
He's basically said in Belfast that the World Cup final of 2022 will not be held 2 days before Christmas. and he has ruled out paying compensation to European clubs for a winter tournament. I'd like to see the English Premier League in particular go ahead with a World Cup mid-season.
Mm. All right, Andy. Fantastic game last night. Really starting to heat up the A-League coming into these final series as well. Look forward to chatting that every Sunday morning. Good on you, mate.
Take care, boys.
Thanks, Andy.
Andy Pascalides there, Sky Sports Radio's Mr. Football. Now, by popular demand and in a fully sponsored segment, Peter Zorba Peters will be up next.
On Sky Sports Radio.
Hi, it's Mark Duclos. Every Monday morning, join me as we review the latest in greyhound racing on Going Greyhounds. There's greyhound racing news, fabulous flashbacks, breeding updates, valuable vets advice, and even some future winners from Australia's leading trainers. That's every Monday morning at 10:30, Going Greyhounds on Sky Sports Radio.
Group 1 Racing returns to Royal Randwick this Saturday, featuring the Girvan Wall Randwick Guineas. It's one of the key races of the Sydney Autumn Carnival and a major event for top quality young gallopers striving to become stars of the turf. The Racing Smorgasbord also features the Group 1 Canterbury Stakes, along with the Group 2 Highland Race Colours Challenge Stakes and the Riesling and Todman Stakes. Buy now and save 25% off general admission tickets at theraces.com.au.
The 2015 Country Championship action is calling, and Sky is giving you the opportunity to judge the race call that you like best. Simply tune in to the New South Wales Country Championship Series throughout March and cast your vote on the Sky Racing Facebook page. The winner will receive a $5,000 tab voucher to be placed on the Country Championship Final April 4 at Randwick. Find out more at skyracing.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Star Stable is back for autumn, Raymond.
Mm.
I'll need a bit of help from you.
Why don't we do a little team, Jimmy, you and I?
Together?
Yeah, why don't we do that?
Why don't we, like, go head-to-head? That competition thing works well,
okay.
I reckon.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
Which is going to make it hard for you to help me.
It probably will.
Going to give me some donkeys.
I might need your help, Jimmy, the way I'm going.
It's horse racing. No, what about you? I see in the newspaper today.
Why did they write that?
You're a little bit of a pump up from your new man, Nick Ashman. Obviously, he knows who's boss around the office. Ray's on the money. Ray Thomas was on fire in his online column yesterday morning. My colleague tipped 7 from 14.
Enough of that,
including
Jimmy.
3 from 4 at Warwick Farm. Don't miss this Saturday morning specials at dailytelegraph.com.au. There you go.
Back to business, Jimmy.
Talk about looking after the boss. Unbelievable.
Last time that appears.
It's Horse Racing's premier fantasy game with over $19,000 worth of prizes that are up for grabs. Experience the thrills of owning a stable of high-flying thoroughbreds. And with so many great races covered, including the championships, you won't want to miss out. Play online or straight from your mobile. It all kicks off March 7th, so very shortly, next week. So get cracking. Register now at starstable.com.au and gamble responsibly.
Coco Joy are proud to bring you this week's edition of Zorba Zappers. At Coco Joy, we have everything coconut, water, milk, flour, oil, and more. Here's Zorba.
What about that? He's back. Not only is he back, he's fully sponsored. G'day, Zorb.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning, Pete.
How are you?
Never been better. What about you guys? You know, since Sky Radio moved to the north side of the bridge, it's clearer. it's a fresh air. I mean, you're out of that polluted city, and you're finally in beautiful air, and it sounds good. Everybody sounds happy.
Pete, you should come into the studio, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're close to home for you.
And I'll make some guest appearances. Don't worry about that.
Outstanding.
Yeah, that'd be good. Hey,
I don't need an invite.
You arrive when you arrive.
Exactly.
First up, question a little bit without notice. The Gold Coast and what's been transpiring. Mm. The NRL's come in with a rescue package, Zorb. Can the Gold Coast survive?
Oh, I think it's looking shaky. Mm. And sport in general, and you've got to remember that AFL is flying there now. Kids are playing it. It's a traditional rugby league haven.
Yeah.
And it always has been, you know, just south of Brisbane, Holiday Strip, but not the place for footy teams. AFL have poured millions and millions into it.
Yes.
They've sent the elite player in the comp there to try and maintain it. And even it, it's made a noise, but not a massive noise. Look, I fear for the worst, unfortunately.
Pete, why is the AFL sort of semi-working and getting there, why is the NRL not working?
Well, I think that the fact that they haven't had a lot of success, the Titans.
Neither the Suns, though. Neither the Gold Coast Suns.
Yeah, but they're only 3 years in. But,
yeah, they're only 3 years in. Give them another couple of years. If they don't succeed, they'll go the way of all the other teams that have failed there. It's just not conducive. People, and players in particular, don't really fit in there. When they've got to work hard, but you can't work hard and play hard.
Good point.
Well, I tell you what, Zorba, I think I read during the week that the AFL have tipped $38 million into the Gold Coast Suns over the last 2 years. So that's what they're up against from a Titans point of view. Righto, season just around the corner. We're starting on Thursday. We better get your top eight, Zorb.
Yeah, my top eight didn't change all that much from last year. I'm going in no particular order. Roosters, saw them last week, fantastic. And make no bones about it, they may have lost Sonny Bill Williams, but they will still be a gun side in this competition. And of course, Anthony Minicello's retired, but I saw Tuivasa Sheck step on a couple of, 2 cent coins and beat the defence. They're going to be good. Souths, they're going to be fantastic. He's a great coach, Michael Maguire. Can they go back to back? I reckon they can.
Why?
Well, I'll tell you why. I think that he's already changed their style. And they can still go up the middle with the big boppers, the Burgess boys and co. can still go up the middle, but on the edges now, they're going to be lethal. Glenn Stewart's a fantastic buy for them on the right edge.
He looks fit, doesn't he, Pete? Glenn Stewart.
He works so hard. I'm close to Glenn. He's one of my best mates.
Yeah.
He's worked that hard in the last 4 to 5 months. 6 o'clock he's left in the morning. 6 o'clock at night he's got home. This has gone on for months. He looks fantastic. He played nearly 80 minutes in the World Club Challenge the other day, and he was sensational. Mm. Now, I understand Reynolds is they're great mates already, and part of Reynolds re-signing was that he wanted to play a couple of years with Gifty. When you've got Reynolds and Walker and Inglis out the back on that right edge, and you've got Sutton and Keary and Johnston and Goodwin and the rest of them, it's going to be lethal for teams to try and contain them. They can play it any way now. They couldn't before. So, yeah, they've lost Sam Burgess, but they've got a new style to their game, and it could be sensational.
Okay, finish out. You've got Roosters, Rabbits, Canterbury,
Canterbury, North Queensland, Penrith, Manly, Brisbane, and eighth spot fought out between the Storm and Cronulla. Cronulla are going to be the big improvers. I think the Titans have got the spoon now. Give it to them. And I think the Dally M, from what I saw of Thurston in just the glimpse we've seen of him this year, refreshed, ready to go, sensational player. Halfback's going to win it. No better halfback in the game. He's one of the greatest I've ever seen. And, he might get through his career without winning a competition. One of those great players that don't win a comp, like the late great Steve Rogers.
He sort of has won a comp with Canterbury, but, it wasn't his comp, if you understand what I mean. He came into the squad because of an injury to Steve Price, really.
That's why I don't, and he gave his ring away. He wasn't part of that team right throughout the year. It's ironic, isn't it, that he got that taste at the start of his career and he hasn't had it since. But when you take $1 million-plus out of your cap, and now a lot more with Tomalolo signing and the likes of Matty Scott there, the rest of the squad don't get that much money. So that means that you may not be as strong elsewhere, and I reckon this is his last chance to maybe grab one.
Mm-hmm. What about the game itself and the style of the game and what we're seeing from a football point of view, Zorba? One of the things I know you're very passionate about is the interchange, perhaps the overuse of the interchange. The game's changed so much with stoppages now that players don't get as fatigued as they used to. Do we see changes on the horizon there?
I think we can see. This is going to be the last year, I'm convinced, of the 12-man interchange. I don't think we're going to see it again. I think it'll be cut in half next season. It needs to be. We need to open the game up.
Yep.
Take away the big boppers' influence at every level.
Yep.
There's a crisis in the kids' game because, we're getting third-generation Polynesians now. And God bless them. They're great players. I don't want anyone to think that I'm attacking a race here. But the big kids of, you know, 13 and 14, some teams don't have non-Polynesians anymore, particularly out in the western suburbs of Sydney. So we've got to make them play longer minutes, make the athletes come through, which will allow the smaller, quicker players the opportunity at the back end of games. Cut it in half to 6 or 8. And I think you'll see the game open up. And I know there's some really smart people in the game that are urging the NRL to do it or else suffer a real decline in interest in the game. And I think it's the most important point that we've got now. I watched some junior representative games yesterday, and I saw Western Suburbs play, and I couldn't spot a non-Polynesian in some of their teams. So it's just got to change somewhere, or we're going to lose kids to other sports.
I know that Penrith a couple of years ago, I don't know whether they still do it, but they certainly had weight divisions for kids so that the bigger kids played together and then the smaller kids weren't so disadvantaged just because of their size, which was a real throwback to the 60s and the 50s and so forth. But now the other thing I wanted to ask you before we wrap up the first Coco Joy-sponsored Zorba Zapper, Anthony Watmo. Ruffled a few feathers, the Seagulls' feathers, with his comments over the last week. What were your take on it? I know you were close to Chock too, Zorb.
Yeah, look, Chock's always good for a quote. And he would have upset some people. I would have preferred that I think he was taken out of context a bit. But Chock's Chock. He's got to answer on the field next week, and he will. He's that sort of player. He's fired up. He's had some issues at Manly. He didn't like the gang being broken up, and I didn't either. And there were reasons for that, and thankfully those reasons are now gone from the club. So we don't have that anymore. We've got a lot of rebuilding to do, and we've got to start pretty quickly.
Are you going to rebuild with DCE and Kieran Foran?
Well, we desperately want to keep both, but you know, when you get two gun players like them that are so young and so vital, everyone's going to try and pick them off, and that's what's happening to us at the moment. They haven't signed elsewhere until they put pen to paper. We're going to hope we can. We're trying very hard, but if we do lose them, I remember 1976, Bobby Fulton left Manly for the Roosters, and it was supposed to be the end of the world. I mean, there was a sign on a toilet in Manly that said, "What would you do if Jesus came to Manly?" And the next day there was a reply, playing 5-8 and move Fulton to the centre. You know, we won the comp in 1978, two years after Bozo left. So if they go, they go, and we'll replace them with world-class players. But we desperately want them to stay. Right, they're two great young players.
Looking forward to your comments throughout the course of the 2015 NRL season, Zorb. Great to have you back on the program, and have a great day.
All right, mate, just before I go, a great group called the Golden Eagles, and I know the chairman of that group, Mark Bryant, spoke to you during the week.
Yeah.
There's an option for Rocky on Monday the 16th of March at the Collaroy Hotel at 6:30, and it's for a 17-month-old toddler, Rocky Mills, who has been, you know, dealt some horrible cards in his brief stay on this planet, and Mark Bryant and the boys, and there's a whole heap of former players going to this, and they're going to raise money for this young fellow who was born with a lack of oxygen during birth and devastatingly led to brain damage and a diagnosis of cerebral palsy at 5 weeks of age. The boy's been taken to India for stem cell therapy that has shown signs of improvement, but it's $40,000 per session. So we're going to try and raise some money, and this group's going to do that. So I know everybody on the Northern Beaches will be there. Some great players, past and present, some wonderful auction items. So mark it down, 6:30 to 9 o'clock at the Collaroy Hotel, and you can get Mark Bryant on 0427 100 669.
Yeah, fantastic. Course, well, yeah. Said, Zorb. Monday the 16th, you mentioned, 6:30 to 9 p.m. If you want to have a look online, rockyroad.com, that's rokiroad.com, rockyroad.com. Fantastic effort. Well done, Mark Bryant. Well done, the Golden Eagles, and the Eagles, Angels, Manly, Domain Residential, the Collaroy Hotel, and Coco Joy are all behind that. So, well said, Zorb.
Okay, boys, and South to be a zapper. Kick off with the Rabbits next week.
All right, there you go.
Broncos.
Okay, head to head. Start with that. Good on you, Zorb. We'll speak to you next week. Look forward to that.
Okay,
Peter Peters on the program every week during the course of this 2015 NRL season. I'm getting a bit nervous now, Raymond.
Quiz time.
Quiz is up next.
Quiz time.
Apparently be going well.
Are you looking to buy or sell a thoroughbred? Maybe a broodmare, tried racehorse, or even a yearling? Look no further than bloodstockauction.com, Australia's first 100% online auction. Horses go under the hammer from 7 p.m. the first and third Tuesday of every month. Catalogue available 5 days prior. Trading horses has never been easier. Log on and become a member today. Access to Bloodstock worldwide. Bloodstockauction.com, delivering the sales ring to you.
It's as much a part of the Sydney Autumn Carnival as the Derby and the Doncaster. The annual Racing Fraternity Mass brings all sections of the racing industry together. Everyone is welcome to attend the Mass in the Royal Randwick Ballroom. Randwick Racecourse at 11 a.m. Sunday, March 15.
With Australia hosting the Cricket World Cup in our own backyard, we're celebrating with a sensational high bat special. Simply back any player in the high bat market during the Cricket World Cup. And if your batsman scores 50 or more but doesn't top score, we'll give you your money back. That's right, we will give you cash back uncapped. Get on at your local tab, tab.com.au, or on your mobile. Terms and conditions apply. Gamble responsibly.
Sony Music gives you the hottest stars on the planet with the new album from O'Shea, The Famine and the Feast. There's Garth Brooks' album, Man Against Machine. Carrie Underwood's greatest hits, decade number one. And introducing Jason Aldean and his new album, Old Boots, New Dirt. All albums available now. These are the hottest stars on the planet.
This station endorses the Commercial Radio Codes of Practice, which have been registered by the Australian Communications and Media Authority. The codes relate to taste and decency, accuracy and fairness in news and current affairs and advertising. Copies of the codes are available from Commercial Radio Australia. If you feel a code of practice has been breached, your complaint should be made in writing and directed to the manager, Sky Sports Radio, GPO Box 4168, Sydney 2001.
Call now for the quiz. 1353 53. 1353 53 is the number. Your chance to win for yourself a BSB weekend prize pack, which includes hats, CDs, you name it.
Lots of good things,
and
Jimmy.
Be a little bit different to Captain Tiger. Give us more than a week to send it out. Fair dinkum. Call now. 1353
53. Jimmy, Star Stable is back for autumn. It's horse racing's premier fantasy game with over $19,000 worth of prizes up for grabs. Experience the thrills of owning a stable of high-flying thoroughbreds. We've got to do this, Jimmy, head-to-head, you and I.
First deal in.
Okay, and with so many great races covered, including the championships, you won't want to miss out. Play online or straight from your mobile. It all kicks off March 7, so get cracking and register now at starstable.com.au. And remember, gamble responsibly.
On your sport and your team, you're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend on Sky Sports Radio.
Ready to go, Jimmy.
All right, here we go. Oh, why don't we go head-to-head, you and I, in the quiz?
Done.
How'd you go with Stewie? Did you beat Stewie?
3-2 Stewie in the end, I think.
Yeah,
all
right.
Edge me in.
All right, let's go to Dave, first up at Blacktown. G'day, Dave.
Yeah, hi, Jimmy.
All right, you're up first for me. Question one. Which country does Australia play in next week's Davis Cup tie? Is it the Czech Republic, England, or Zimbabwe?
Czech Republic.
Oh, nice start. Good on you, Dave. Here we go. Question two. Which former Italian football star has been sentenced to 10 months in jail? Francesco Totti, Fabian Cannavaro, or Roberto Baggio?
Baggio?
Oh, it's Fabian Cannavaro. All right, one from two. Question three, Dave. Which team does Sri Lanka play in the Cricket World Cup today? Is it England, the UAE, or Afghanistan?
UAE.
Oh, they played last night. It was England, actually. All right.
Okay.
Dave, you're one from three.
Roger there. Okay, Rod, you need two to win here, so here we go, Rod. Good luck. Which NBL team finished the regular season as minor premiers? New Zealand, Cairns, or Adelaide?
New Zealand.
Got it well done, Rod. That's one more, Rod, to win the BSB prize pack. Who is currently ranked the world's best female golfer? Lydia Ko, Sue Oh, or G.I. Shin?
G.I. Shin.
Oh, here we go. We'll go to okay, Ironbreaker Rod, here first up.
We need this one, Rod, from Berkeley Vale. This is for the prize pack. Which team does Zimbabwe play in the Cricket World Cup today? South Africa, Ireland, or Pakistan?
I'd have a stab and say Pakistan.
Well done, Rod. Rod's our winner, Jimmy. 1-0. Yeah, Rod, you've won the BSB prize pack, which includes, Jim...
hats and CDs.
Lots of good stuff, Rod.
Lots of good stuff, Rod.
So hang on the line there, Rod, and Tanya will get your details, and congratulations. 1-0 to me, Jimmy.
Yeah, 1-0 to you. All right, Roman. All right, settle down. Right now we've got to speak to Anthony Gaffer from Bloodstock Auction. Such a great concept. It's been a real success, and looking to get some more information out of Anthony about how buyers and sellers can better utilise the service. G'day, Anthony.
Hey, guys. How are
you? Yeah, really well, really well. Just understanding some of the horses there, that some are in work, some are racing during the course of that 5-day period, the time frame leading up to the auction. Have you getting feedback from any buyers about what's actually best for them on that one?
Yeah, look, as far as that goes, the buyers and sellers, the good thing about it is people buying a horse, they can buy a horse in full work, and people are paying a little bit more for it because, everyone knows how expensive it is to get a horse fully fit. And we've found that a lot of vendors have clicked on to selling horses that are actually nominated for a race.
Right.
Yeah, so no, it's definitely been positive feedback. It's all been positive.
Mm. Well, Anthony, we're just coming to the autumn carnival now, but before we know it, the breeding season will be upon us again in spring. What about broodmares, Anthony?
Yeah, look, definitely. As far as the broodies go, initially, even from day one, we always knew that was going to be one of the strengths because you can, a mare tells her own story. Every horse gets its Arion pedigree page up in there. So as far as a mare goes, she's got a breeding record. If she's been throwing, if she's had 6 or 7 foals, you can determine whether, those foals are winners or not. She's had, 3 to the track for 3 winners. Well, she's probably there's every chance that she's going to throw a winner.
Exactly.
And, you can still view the mare via by image online, or, you can still contact the vendor to do an inspection.
No, exactly. You know, it all helps. And Anthony, how many members do you have now? And, where are they based, Anthony?
Yeah, so we've clicked over the 1,400 members. We've got a database of 8,000, but people buying and selling horses is the 1,400, which, you've got to become a member to buy or sell a horse, which is, it's free to become a member.
Yep.
They're all over the world, actually, funny enough. They primarily up in North Queensland all the way down to south in Melbourne, maybe the majority. We've got guys in New Zealand, Singapore, we're all South Africa. We've got members, a couple of members in South Africa. So we've got members from all over the world, which is good.
No, that's fantastic.
But yeah, primarily in Australia, obviously.
Yeah. Great concept. Check it out, bloodstockauction.com, bloodstockauction.com. Good on you, Anthony. We'll speak to you very shortly.
Thanks again, guys.
Thanks, Anthony.
Anthony Gaffer there from bloodstockauction.com. Time now for some scratchings, Raymond.
Very important. Here's Tanya.
For Bathurst and Armidale, we'll start with Bathurst, where the weather is fine, the track is a good 4, the rail is true, and there are 17 scratchings for the big day. Race 1, take out 7, Sweet Delago, number 7. Race 2, number 4, Hollywood Nell, 6, Our Penny Girl, and 9, Corinda Girl, 4, 6, and 9. Race 3 is clear. Race 4, take out 2, Golden Era, 4, Dame Jester, 15 Pairs, and 18 Grand Garçon, 2, 4, 15, and 18. Race 5 is clear. Out of race 6, take number 5, Off the Rocker, and 12, Tiger's Story, 5 and 12. Race 7, take out 12, Just Pay Up, 15, Capello, and 17, Super Pig, 12, 15, and 17. 8 is clear. And out of the last, race 9, take 14, Penbrook, 16, Vivalixa, 17, Mulberry Moon, and 18, Prince Limestone, 14, 16, 17, and 18. to Armidale, where the weather is fine, the track is a good 4, the rail is true, and there are 15 scratchings. The first race is at 1:05. Out of race 1, take 4, Gala Day, number 4 from race 1. Races 2 and 3 are clear. Race 4, take out 3, Del Pura, 9, Aperture, and 11, Harada Tat Tat, 3, 9, and 11. Race 5, take out 5, You Wait and See, and 7, Aussie Kim, 5 and 7. Out of race 6, take 5, Bernie of Babylon, 14, Giles Spirit, and 15, Yarrowick Outlaw, 5, 14, and 15. Take out 7 from race 7, Shaz's Bubble, 7 from race 7. And out of the last race 8, number 1, 100 out, 5, Carry Me Gigi, 14, Suyama, 16, Guduga, and 17, Interest Free. 1, 5, 14, 16, and 17.
Great work, Tanya. The great ones have it.